I think there were a lot of people watching going, okay, I like that guy, that guy, that guy. We got 10 picks, this, that, and the other. I think there were a lot of people doing that because I just think that a lot of folks are going, you know, I was talking to a guy on a sideline or for Friday Night Touchdown. We were at the Highland game. And he goes, hey, how many of you think they're going to win? Be honest. And I go, it's the same thing I see on the air. I said six. He goes, oh, come on. They're going to be better than that. I go, it's amazing because I got a lot of people who call me a homer and an idiot when I say six wins. So that's like the one guy I found who was like, come on, they're going to be better than that. I was like, I hope that they are. But I don't anticipate it because of how everything's kind of set up. And I think a lot of fans are kind of going on that side where even if I say six wins, I go, okay, look, Kenny, carry more water for Kevin. Carry more water for the Browns. I'm like, six wins is carrying water? That's not a very high bar, guys.
I think it's just yeah, I understand what the guy tweeting you is saying. Like
he said,
like,
in person.
You're talking
about Brad here.
Yeah. Okay, that, yeah. That, you know, what are you going to be doing, scouting reports on these guys? No, it's just, I think we always envision who's next, who's going to be the guy that is going to save the Browns. It's most likely going to be a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the reality. We thought it was Baker until many of us didn't think it was Baker. So who's going to be the guy? Is that guy likely in college right now? My response would be yes. I would have to bet that you got a better chance of that being a guy that's, you know, playing on Saturdays.
So we are live on YouTube right now. And what I'm going to do is I'm shutting off the computer. You guys can see me right now. I'm shutting it off. Because what Lime is about to say is probably going to get a strong reaction out of people. Go ahead, Tone.
But I don't think it's that controversial. That's the thing. I think most people are going to be in my camp and agree with me on this.
216-474-0092. Go right ahead and call.
What I saw over the weekend, seeing the Shedeur Sanders people make everything about themselves was just unbelievable.
About themselves.
About themselves. About Shedeur Sanders. No, at no point was I watching Arch Manning on Saturday get his ass kicked by Matt Patricia and the Ohio State defense. At no point was I thinking about Shedeur Sanders. And yet, I turned on social media, went to my phone, said, how? What does this have to do with the third string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? I was amazed. Was I missing something? Like, we did talk, you know, over the last year, that when we were saying nice things about Shedeur Sanders, we were like, hey, if you're saying nepotism, why does nepotism work for Arch Manning? Like, we called that out. But now when the games are actually going on, like, and it's up to Arch Manning, and it's up to Texas, and it's up to these other quarterbacks at these other schools that we mentioned in the first hour of the show, why was Shedeur Sanders' name being compared at all times? Like, Shedeur Sanders is in the NFL now. Nothing that I was watching with Texas at Arch Manning had anything to do with whether or not Shedeur Sanders is going to succeed. But I saw a bunch of Shedeur fans who, there's nothing to argue with Shedeur right now. He's not playing. Is he even the practice squad quarterback? Like, what is he? Is he the emergency quarterback? I know the Browns signed Bailey Zappe. They made that official last week. Is he still on the team? Like, he's just one of the guys that's going to be backing up Joe Flacco, and he's way down on the pecking order. So why did that have anything to do with what I was watching on Saturday trying to size up potential future Browns quarterbacks?
Well, because I think you're being a little naive there. I really do. I can see exactly why people are drawing a conclusion to that. You're going to see a lot of Shedeur things because he plays for the Cleveland Browns, or at least he's on the roster. If Bailey Zappe plays before him, I'm going to go nuts, by the way. But he's on the Browns roster. So he's a member of this football team, and you cover the Cleveland Browns. And there's been so many things. Again, you said it at the very beginning of this, that so much of the, well, Shador's nepotism, Shador's this because of his father. Okay, but people are thinking the same thing with Arch Manning. And there were a lot of folks waiting to see, because this guy has been propped up as he is the next big thing by all of us. And I go, man, there's got to be so many different people out there that say what they see is going to be a great football player that I have to take their word for it. And then he went out there and he struggled. Now, you could say, and I would agree with you, if you went, yeah, it's against Ohio State. There's 105,000 people in the stadium.
Yeah.
And they're all pulling against you.
By the way, Shedeur sucked against the best competition in college football.
This is a start against the very, very, very best. And I think for an Ohio State fan, you should feel really good about yourself and that coming up again later. But I think with it, when it came to Arch Manning, I don't know how anybody couldn't draw the conclusion to it, or couldn't draw parallels, I should say, between Arch Manning and Shador Sanders, and the people who are Shador Sanders fans going, wait a minute, why aren't you guys all saying this about this
guy?
Does he look like he's ready to go?
A guy in his third start, we were comparing to somebody who had started for how many years did Shador start?
He played for 2 years at Jackson State.
And then, so we're comparing a guy in his third start to a four-year starter. I don't understand. No, that maybe I'm naive then. I don't see the parallels at all.
I think they're going to do
that. Compare Shador to...
Because they'll say that you didn't give Shador any time, and they're not going to give Arch Manning any time.
Wait, me and you gave Shador 4 years, and we're electrified
certainly,
by
him. Certainly, but so, I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying what they're saying.
So, but what does... I have no idea. Someone's going to have to explain to me. Shador, people could call up. Why are you comparing Shador, who is, again, third-string quarterback, only because they made a trade, would have been the fourth-string quarterback... on one of the worst teams in football, why are we talking about him in the same sentence as somebody who just played their third game started their third game in college?
That's the only thing that they can go on, and they're going to go in real time.
Man, you guys are
going
to be miserable then.
You guys are going to
be even more miserable than you already are.
That's what it is.
And again,
yes.
I'm not talking to the people who are like, hey, yeah, maybe Shador's a year away. Maybe we just have to come to grips that Shador is a year away. I'm not saying Shador has no chance in the NFL. I think it's going to be an uphill battle now because, I mean, come on. The guy that probably picked, well, we know because he was with Andrew Berry, but either Jimmy Haslam, whoever you think picked Shador Sanders, they were out there first chance they got to scout the next guy. That's going to be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
And I think it bothers those folks.
So, okay, that's fine. That's fine, but you got to remember, there were 31 other teams that seemed to have no interest taking Shador Sanders. This is the team that actually wanted him.
This is where I'm in a bad spot here because I see Tone. I know we argued and bickered about something earlier, and it was really we were arguing two different things. And I don't want that to play into this with me or you. I see your point. I really do. I know that there's a guy who's played 4 years of college football and now he plays in the NFL, and there's a guy who's on his third start. I get all that. But these are people that are fighting for their player, and they're in internet fights every single day for their player, and what they see is something that they don't believe is fair. And they believe that Arch Manning gets unnecessary boost just by who his father's brothers are and who his grandfather is, by who his uncles are and who his grandfather is. And then the other one gets unnecessarily torn down by who his father is. Or the other side thinks he's unnecessarily propped up, which what it is, what it probably will be. I'm sure Arch Manning after this game will go on and have a fine enough career and will go on and have a fine enough season. I'm sure he'll play in other big games because he plays for Texas and they're in the SEC. And I'm sure he'll start to right some of the things that he got messed up on Saturday against Ohio State, where Shador doesn't get that chance because he's probably not going to play until November. If he gets to play.
But compare him to one of the guys that transferred and is finishing up his last year, Carson Beck. Compare Shador to Carson Beck.
Now, I'm not a big Carson Beck fan.
But don't compare him to a guy in his third start and then say, oh, Shador. See, you guys, the media, the media was brutal on Arch Manning. That was like one of the most humiliating reactions I've ever seen.
I thought there was a wild overcorrection on the Arch Manning stuff.
Holy cow.
I was like, okay, you guys, it's not like he doesn't have arms anymore.
You couldn't go anywhere without people saying what a fraud he was. So I don't remember. I mean, look, Shador Sanders, I thought caught a lot of, let's just say, some unfair stuff because people just didn't like his dad. Oh, whatever. Me and you, we defended Shador. But to go out there yesterday and make, or over the weekend, and make all of that with Arch Manning.
But I think
about Shador and how unfair he's been treated.
And what really annoys you, I think, is that you've been trying to be fair this entire time, and you are treated as if you are not being fair to him. I think you've read a lot of the tweets of a lot of the people who are trying to get their own likes and retweets and try to pay their rent with their check marks at the end of the month.
It was fun being called a bigot over the weekend. That was fun.
I think the guy that
wanted Deshaun Watson. Yes. I guess I'm the bigot football fan.
Well, I think it's coming from that. I think that you're tired of being told that you're a bad guy for trying to be fair about Shador Sanders. I don't think you're a bad guy. I think you've been
considerably
pro.
That's very nice.
I think you've been considerably pro Shador Sanders, but you've also been pro reality. And the reality of it is this, is that if anybody's been wrong on at this table with these two guys, it's been me. Because I still will put Shador number two on my depth chart because I want to see Shador before I see Dylan Gabriel, because I am thinking long term. I am thinking long term. I went back and watched Rice in Louisiana yesterday because I'm trying to find guys that maybe the Browns could draft. Because I go, well, you know, Mike Bloomgren, there's definitely going to be some guys that are left over at Rice, and maybe they like some guys. I go, it is Monday afternoon, and you are watching Rice in Louisiana. That's what I'm doing. So I think long term, you try to be fair, and everybody's saying you're being difficult, or you're being all these other words that you know that you're not.
But
you can't let those folks get in the way of what your analysis is of Shador. Because you and I both know he'll eventually play at some point this year, and I don't want you to turn into somebody who starts to have arguments with people on the internet that's not real, and then turn that into you wanting Shador to fail. Because you and I have both liked Shador, and I can't help it that some goofballs over in Colorado, oh, they catch snippets of Tone and Ken, and they're mad at Tone and Ken for just trying to be fair to Shador Sanders.
But I just want to hear from any of these people that I am referencing, like, can you just maybe step back and say, man, our quarterback got drafted by the team that is the most quarterback starved in all of football for 30 years. And then he went there and his coach says he's not ready. They leak to the reporters he's not ready. They don't give him any of the first team reps, even though the other young guy did. And then they didn't even let him finish out a drive at the end for a guy that's not even going to be on the football team.
And I thought that was wrong. Did you think that was wrong?
Yes, of course.
Okay, at least we both thought that was wrong.
But can they tell you any more clearly that he's not ready and maybe he's a year away? Maybe he's 2 years away.
Yeah.
Can you just maybe be honest about it?
It's not.
Is it possible for Shador Sanders fan to just be honest?
But it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns.
But you know
why? You are seeing in real time what everybody thinks of the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos who have been tweeting all weekend, making every other game about themselves, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it. I'm sorry.
I'm often accused of being the guy who's on the internet way too much out of us two. I did not see any of this. Of course, I was busy. I didn't see any of this. I had a feeling that it was going to go that way after Arch Manning played badly on Saturday. I'm glad I was right about that, but Tone, I swear to God, I didn't see. I thought for a second that the Ryan Day stuff with the pierced nip might be real, which that coming up later on as well.
And furthermore, maybe we can just be honest too. That, and I didn't want to believe this at the time because I didn't like the leaks that were coming out about Shador, and I'm like, some of this seems like this is unbecoming of NFL teams to leak some of this stuff out, but maybe the Sanders crew botched the entire draft lead up. Maybe they just did. Maybe it's possible.
Well,
maybe them refusing to meet with some teams. Maybe them carrying themselves a certain way. Maybe it's something to learn from. That doesn't mean it's over.
What do you mean by
for,
carried themselves a certain way?
Well, all the reporting that had come out that they were being very picky and choosy about where they... And by the way, it's becoming the norm because Caleb Williams apparently did the same thing. Whatever. Maybe that wasn't the smartest thing to do. Maybe if they had the ability to revise that,
Caleb
they would have done
is something
gonna
be number
different.
One no matter what.
Sure.
Like, there's guys that you can't deny.
Sure. But I'm just saying because the reports were that the dad, you know, was being very careful about all that. We know for a fact some of the Sanders team stuff, not necessarily just Sanders, it turned off some NFL teams. And maybe that's why he slipped from first or second round all the way down to five.
I also know that you like Shador. And he's eventually going to get to play, and I don't want that to permeate and turn personal, because even though there's been guys I didn't like personally, and I've wanted them to do well. I certainly like Shador Sanders. I've only spoken to him once,
and I love the fact that Shador is not the one chirping, but all these fans feel like they have to do it for him. And I love the fact we're not hearing from Shador.
But you're not in real.
At
you're
no
not in the real
point
world.
Did Shador do that stuff.
But the internet here, the computer, this screen right in front of me that is still dark. I wish I could show you guys on YouTube. It's still dark. That's not real. You know what real is? It's that Jimmy was at the Ohio State game on Saturday, and then he was at Clemson LSU. It's that these guys are going to be at more games. That's what's real. And if he does get the chance to play this year, then he has a very short amount of time to change their mind. And he probably isn't going to have enough time to change their mind. And you and I have to deal with the very realistic point of view where this is exactly what everybody else thinks of the Cleveland Browns outside, that they are neither not good or they are somehow used as patsies for the rest of the NFL. Like when Eric Dickerson says okay. that there's conspiracy afoot, you and I, you got
to
deal with
but
that.
Then
Tom.
What does it say to the Shador fans that the smart teams, the good organizations, wanted nothing to do with your boy?
Then Tone, that's something that they're going to have
they
to rectify themselves.
Nothing. They passed on and them, passed on them, passed on them.
But the ones that are not Browns fans and are only dropping in because they're Shador fans, they're the ones that are going to have to rectify that and hope that he gets a chance sooner than later and he can change people's minds and can be absolutely undeniable. Because right now, the odds are against him. He's third on the team. That means that he will not play before Dylan mm-hmm. Gabriel, whether I like it or not, because I'm just curious. Whether I like it or not, he will not play before Dylan Gabriel. And if Dylan Gabriel conducts the offense and conducts himself decently, Dylan Gabriel will continue to play, and then they'll still draft a guy number one next year. And you will never get to see it, and then you'll just rip on the Browns. And then the next team he gets a chance with, because I would assume he gets a chance after next year with somebody else, well, then it's going to be up to them. But if he's not good, even the strongest Shador fans are going to have to come to terms with that. And it's up to them if they do or don't, because at that time, I'll have quarterback X out of this draft, and I will have moved on. That's why, Tone, of the things I've disagreed with you, I've always said, you guys act like this is our first rodeo. I got some idiot still espousing how bad the Browns are who used to play for the Cleveland Browns, and apparently I have to drop everything and play his audio coming up here later on.